Summit County Council interviewed four applicants for the open seat on the Snyderville Basin Planning Commission. They've made their decision and will publish the name once they've contacted all the applicants. The yearly audit highlighted a budget overrun caused by a change in the food contract at the jail. County Council member Glenn Wright says there were no serious overages in the financial report and that it's a relatively small portion of the overall budget.
We're going to try to get the various departments to track their expenses during the year a little more closely and make sure if they're going over budget, they better tell people. And if they don't, they're going to lose the money next year.
Council discussed a new transportation model they plan to use for predicting traffic impacts into the future. Wright says they haven't used the system yet.
And it's used in conjunction with other programs that we looked at 2 weeks ago when we were discussing the Jeremy Ranch intersection and the effects that Klein-Dolly might have on it. Different models predict when intersections will fail. This model predicts how many people will actually be on the road. So you put them together and you see what your real traffic situation is down the road. It can predict with accurate inputs, 10, 20, 30, 40 years off.
Council identified new invasive plants to add to the state-regulated list of noxious weeds. That designation has to happen before any abatement can occur in the county. Wright says the weed abatement website can be helpful for identifying them.
We added four noxious weeds that none of us had ever heard of before, but are considered problematic, unique to Summit County, that are not on the state list. And we approved ordinances and regulations on how we treat weeds in the county.
County councilors made a decision to deny an appeal and allow ridgeline construction in the Knob Hill neighborhood overlooking Bear Hollow.
It was considered critical, not only a ridgeline, but critical lands for other reasons. It's a steep slope, and it turned out they have a right to build a house on the land, and the legal argument is that's actually the least obtrusive place to put it. There were some other suggestions from the appellants, put it further down, but what that would have resulted in was a large serpentine driveway that was also going to be visible from Route 80.
They finalized the Summit County Resource Management Plan. Now the county, Wright says, is required to file it with the state.
He approved it, and it is now part of the Eastern and Snyderville Basin planning codes as an addendum. So as we change it, we don't have to actually modify the codes. And there was zero public comment.
I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.